Verse 9 of Matthew 17 instructs not to tell anyone, not to tell anybody. Let me put it this way. Have you ever been given a secret, been told a secret and said, don't tell anyone? That's happened a lot, isn't it? And then how many of you have, it's just burned inside of you and you wanted to tell so bad and you're, oh gosh, I wish you wouldn't have told me this secret. So can you imagine how those three disciples must have felt? And Jesus knew if they would have gone off the mountaintop and they would have said, we have seen Moses and we've seen Elijah and they're conversing with Jesus. And the rumor would have spread and Jesus would have not had the triumphant entry into the city of David. He would have not had the moment where they could have all come and witness the mystery of faith. What's the mystery of faith? Christ died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. If Jesus' reveal had not happened when it did, in the time that it did, the impact would not have been the same. Look at all the people that was gathered in the city of David. All of these things were significant, and it was the great reveal. How many of you have seen these stories, these shows about houses being remodeled and the owners of a house going away, and they come back and they have tears in their eyes because they see what has happened? It's the great reveal, right? Now, if they had watched it going on all the time, it wouldn't have been the same, would it? So the secret is in the telling at the right time. The power is in the reveal at the right time. So the great reveal is all about timing. It's all about it's about sharing the good news of the risen Christ one little bit at a time. So sometimes it's tough to hold a secret. Many times, it's hard for me to hold a secret, right? And all of us, I see a lot of smiling faces out there. We all have that, right? But it's important to reveal the secret at the right time. Because the mystery of faith, if you're a new Christian or you're in the process of trying to believe, to become a believer, is a little bit hard to swallow if you take it all at one time. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. That's the story that we need to tell. But we've got to tell it in due time. Let us pray. Amen.